Welcome to Cornerstones. My name is Stephen Martins, and I'm with Dr. Joseph Boot here today. We'll be discussing the dangers of dualism. Dr. Joe, what is dualism, and why is it that we find it in the church? Is it biblical?
Well, dualism can be an equivocal term, because in one sense, Christians are dualists, in that we believe that there are two types of being. There is the uncreated being of God, and there is created being, the world, you know, and everything that's in it. So in that sense, we have what we might call Dr. Peter Jones has called, I think helpfully, a twoist understanding of reality, in that there is the uncreated being of God and there is the created reality of everything else, and that God is utterly transcendent. He doesn't in any way collapse into his creation. So we make that distinction first. But in this particular context of the ideas of dualism affecting the church, we're actually talking about a very different idea, a Greek idea. And for the Greeks, the gods and everything else emerged from some kind of primeval chaos. In the end, there was only one basic reality. But out of that basic reality, there was a distinction. And for the Christian worldview, this is an artificial distinction. There was this notion that there was a division between matter or creation and idea or spirit, and that the one was somehow lesser than the other, or less than fully real. So in much Greek thought, certainly salvation, the object was to escape the body. The body was a prison for the soul. So in a sense, you had a two-story view of reality. And in the lower story was the material world, was in a sense the creation. We would say there was a sort of radical sacred secular divide. You had the realm on the one hand of spirit, mind, and idea, and there you had spirituality. And then on the other, in the lower level, you might have the body, the emotions, creation, the world of work, and everything else. And so, in a sense, the goal is to escape that. And actually, if you look at most paganism, most pagan and Eastern religions, they denigrate the material world. It's less than fully real. And the goal is escape from the real world, from God's creation. It's actually escape from creation into nirvana or Brahman or whatever else. So dualism is this dividing up of reality into, in a sense, two stories or two layers, in which ideas and spirit and mind are in one, and then the created body and other aspects are in the lower story. Now, that idea, because the Christian church is preaching the gospel into the Greco-Roman world, that idea infiltrated the church. It's not a Hebraic idea, it's not a biblical idea, but it made deep inroads into the mindset of many in the church, in fact, many Christian apologists. Now, Augustine, in part, his story of a movement, in a sense, away from the Christianity of his mother into Platonism, and then later into Manichaeanism, which was... Mani was a kind of a heretic who'd really bought into a dualistic understanding of reality. So you had this very sharp division between the world of ideas and spirit and light, and then the world of material bodies, law, and so on. Perhaps a more subtle but no less dangerous form of this dualism crept in with Marcion. He was another heretic who was eventually condemned by the early church, who argued that the creation was actually the material world, was the work of a demiurge. The Old Testament was the work of another god, God in a sense on a lower story, and that actually the God of the New Testament, although he rejected many portions of the New Testament as being infected with that Hebraic idea, was somehow a god of light and grace and love, and the lower story had to be rejected, and so large portions of scripture were turned out. That idea, even though condemned, it never fully disappeared in the life of the church. And so you see it reflected in the ideas today, for example, of pietism, that true Christianity, true piety is purely about your inward life, your spiritual life, about going to heaven. And there's a sort of radical separation between heaven and earth, between true spirituality and work, in a sense, within creation. There's a sort of sacred secular divide where we say, well, these things are spiritual and those are holy activities and vocations, and these things are earthly and they're secular or profane, and those vocations are secular or profane. And actually the medieval church, in a sense, encouraged that prior to the Reformation with monastic orders, which were in some respects a retreat from creation, or at least asceticism was a retreat, a rejection of the body and the ideal of spiritual life being where you diminish the body, punish the body, so that you can free your mind and yourself from desires and be spiritual. We talk about spiritual retreats even today, don't we, as evangelicals? And in a sense, we mean coming away to reflect on higher things. So it's come down to us through the medieval church in the forms of asceticism and to a certain extent monasticism, and in more modern evangelical asceticism, which is a kind of, you know, a radical pietism or separation from the things of the world. And as such, it has been destructive, and it's maintained a presence throughout the history of the church.